Hello, everybody. Today's date is February 9th, 2020. I can't believe we're still saying 2020. It seems strange. Anyway, my name is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? I wanted to share a little story about me and why I started these podcasts. I know I said before that it was actually to help people, which it is. And I did start it to help people who maybe don't want to go into a doctor or maybe have nobody to talk to. You know, that's what we all need, right? Is people to talk to and to share frustrations and different things going on in your life. If you have nobody you can talk to, definitely see like a counselor or a therapist or your doctor. But also these things will help as well. So I want to share a little story about me. When I was 5 years old, I had a bad accident. I fell off a second floor porch head first. So I have a brain injury because of it. I am now almost 50 years old. And miraculously, I'm still alive. I was paralyzed on my right side for months. When I came home from the hospital, I had to wear a helmet because they couldn't risk me damaging my head again. And there was all kinds of things that happened during this accident. Amongst me having that accident, my dog died the same day. She took a seizure. And because of all the commotion, the ambulance, the firefight, whatever, right? And then my cousin was diagnosed right around, well, she wasn't officially diagnosed, but she got sick right around the time I had the accident. And she has a rare disease called Rasmussen's encephalitis. And I often felt guilty about that because honestly, I should be the one in the wheelchair. So anyway, through my search of, you know, life and, you know, things that happen and, you know, my own personal experiences, there's a reason why my life was spared. It didn't just happen that way. I don't believe anything just happens. I don't believe in coincidence. I always believe there's a message. I always believe there's a sign. I don't believe we meet the people we meet just because it was random. I mean, there are times you're randomly going to meet people. But the people who have an effect in your life, that's not random. That's meant to be. Anyway, so through my school years, I struggled with learning. Even now to this day, there are things I just don't understand and I'll never understand. And it's okay, but I fought for many years to try to understand, you know, like math. I almost ended up quitting college because math literally took me to my knees. For me, math is so hard. Reading is so hard. It's very frustrating to me. If you know, there are people that can sit down and read a book, don't ask me to read a book. It's not going to happen because I'll never remember it. In fact, speaking of memory, I have no memory from the time of that accident and before. I don't even have memory after that accident. So anyway, why do I bring this up? Because I have a constant struggle in my life of, you know, finding out things and why some people's lives are so great. And then you look at your own life and you say, what happened? You know what I mean? No, seriously though, I mean, and that's great. But my struggles have always been with that accident. I also, my father left me shortly after. So, you know, there was that. Not sure what happened there, but whatever. But along with that, He got married. He had more children. So I have stepbrothers and sisters that I don't even know. I don't really find that comforting. Because that's kind of sad when you think about it. You could actually be sitting down at dinner with one of them and not even know. But anyway, that's my turmoil. Another thing about me is I've had a lot of accidents since that accident. I have, like, very bad spine damage. Recently, I got hurt again in June. So that it was more spine damage. And I'm like, oh, dear Lord, no more. And it always seems to be on my left side. I have no idea why, but it's always on the left side. But, so anyway, I'm going to bring that up. So through my life, like I said, I search for different things. And there are days I'm in so much pain, I don't even know how I get out of bed. But I do. Recently, I went back to the gym a little bit before Christmas. And I'm very proud to say I couldn't really run. You know, my cardio was bad, you know. And I'm not really doing that great now, so I don't want anybody to think I'm running a marathon, because I'm not. But my running is getting better. And up until I went to the gym, I couldn't lift my the left arm. I couldn't lift it over my head. And I'm doing better with that now. My weights, when I first started, I think I was doing like 10 or 20. Now I'm up to like 50, 60. On my legs, I'm at 100. So, I mean, these are things that, you know, I'm constantly breaking through, you know, walls, shall I say. And I'm telling this story because that is inside of everybody who's listening to this podcast. Whatever you think you cannot do anymore, push yourself. Do it. Just try. What is the worst that's going to happen? You may not succeed the first time. Trust me. When I first started running, anybody who was watching me at the gym, they would have been like, oh my God, why is this fat person running? Seriously, like, why does she think she could do this? This is not okay. But seriously, I'm doing it. And I'm really proud of myself. And although I can't go to the gym as often as I like, I still go. I go at least like 2-3 times a week. And that's fine for me because my job's very active anyway. But the other thing I want everybody today, starting today, I would love everybody to try to do this. Walk away from your stress. Sit down for a minute with yourself. I want you to imagine a flame inside you. This little, tiny, burning flame. And I want you to imagine it at the bottom of your stomach. And every day you breathe, I want you to breathe that flame up. And I want it to get higher and higher and higher. And every time you take a breath, get that heat going. Get that flame that's burning inside you. Right now, it might be a little bit. You might only have a little oomph in you. But I guarantee you do this every day. And I'm going to tell you, you don't even have to tell me, but if you want, that's fine. So today's day, it's February 9th, right? I want to know how you're doing March 9th. I want to know. Did that flame get higher? Are you doing more from February 9th? To March 9th, I bet you are, and I bet you will be. So, I'm going to end my podcast at this. If you have any questions, any comments, please feel free to send me a message. Accept me on Facebook. My name's Cheryl A. Nocera, and you'll see a picture. It looks like a hand holding a crystal ball. But it's really a cloud in the sun. That's me. And also email me. My email is lucky7158@AOL.com. Anyway, I'm going to end this podcast. I hope you have an amazing day. I look forward to hearing from you on March 9th. Have a great day. Bye.